Good morning. Morning. I was wandering around wondering where the clip mic was, because you know I like to wander, don't you, while I speak. God is full of surprises. Things don't always happen the way that we want them to, do they? It's interesting that that song was earlier on in the program that we've just sung, for the joys and for the sorrows, for this I have Jesus. And I'm wondering, why did they leave it out? And I thought, if they don't have it here, we'll have it right at the end. Because it speaks very deeply to life as it is, doesn't it? We'd love to have been out there in the sun. Well, most of you would, but I actually bake. Even though I go a lot to India, I don't like being in the sun. And you will probably remember the last two times in the barbecue, I've sat under the shade of the tree the whole service. Do you remember? Some of you have noticed. Because the sun and me sometimes don't work too well together. For this I have Jesus. Who do we trust? Trust. Life is tough at times, isn't it? And this passage is talking about trusting him for the basics. And it says at the end of it, what does it say? It says, but seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now, I don't know about you, but in the 70s and 60s, 70s mainly, early 80s, when we used to sing that song, didn't we? Seek we first this thing. And all these things, used to think, wow, you know, that's all these things he's going to give to us. It sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But actually, it's talking about three basic needs. It's talking about food and drink and clothing. I would add shelter to that, because I think he knows we need shelter. But he's promised to take care of us. And the fact that it rained heavily just before the service, and it was predicted that it would rain heavily. Last night, it wasn't going to rain. And the forecast said no rain. This morning, it was only going to be a little shower, maybe between 11 and 12. And then suddenly, the forecast changed. There was a strip of rain across the middle of the country. Depending on where it was, we'd get it or we wouldn't. And we got it. Is that right? We really got it. It hammered down, didn't it? And it hammered down so heavily, it came through the tent that we were putting up. All these things. You know, it's true, isn't it? The world runs after all these things. Food, lots of it, plenty of it, the best you can get. More and more delightful food. There's all sorts of... The television seems full of cooking programs, doesn't it? Cooking competitions, the best you can get. All making... you know, about you, but I like food as well. Do you? And I like very nice food as well. Don't always get it, but very nice. And drink. There's some really tasty drinks, aren't there? All sorts of different ones. And clothing. It seems that clothing, we run about after more than almost anything else. There's one half of the species that seems to run after it a lot more than the other. Have you noticed? You go to the shops, the percentage of floor space dedicated to one half of the species and the other is quite dissimilar. Have you noticed that? And it's interesting in nature, isn't it? It's the male that is beautifully adorned. And the female is sort of, won't say anymore. But we try and compensate for that, don't we? But God is saying, trust me. Trust me, I'll provide for what you need. Now, I wasn't thinking about this morning, but I stand up in trousers and shirt. Trousers from a next-door neighbor who grew out of them. And it reminds me of my OM days, actually. We had a wardrobe on the ship Lagos called Charlie. And you could have different set of clothes every day, and some of it was quite nice. But they were all free. Mind you, some of the sailors used to come in, wear it for a few days, and it was all grubby. They wouldn't wash it and put it back again. So that didn't work too well for some of the others. But God has promised that he will provide for all of our needs. My father died when I was 12, and my other two brothers were 8 and 4. And we had very little. It was the years after the war. Things were quite short. And I'll never forget the day that a little man, who I didn't think liked me very much, actually, he was the organist of our church, came up, knocked on our front door, and we didn't open the front door, we only opened the back door. You never used the front room. You remember those days? Front room was special, yes, on special occasions. Knocked on the front door and stood there with his... It was Christmas, and we hadn't got very much for Christmas, and he brought a hamper of food. Some things you never forget, do you? A person that God loved prompted to give to maybe a young boy that he didn't really care for too much, because I was a bit of a rebel, you know. And I'll never forget that. Never forget another day when I was about 11, and all the boys in school had long trousers, and I was still going to school in shorts. And I also had one of the best soprano voices in the school. Now you can imagine, can't you, what it was like with the other boys. It was an all-boys school. I'll never forget the day a mother of a friend of mine came to my mother and said, "My son's just grown out of his long trousers. Would your boy be willing to wear them?" I was so delighted to go to school in those long trousers and be a bit like all the others. God cares for us. He knows how we feel. And he meets us in our need. And he's more tender and gentle and caring with us than we realize. Someone to trust. Now, in this world, it's getting increasingly difficult to trust, isn't it? Bankers, property speculators, lots of increasing amount of thieving going on, people picking pockets in the city center. It's getting more and more difficult to trust people. But I'm thankful that I can trust him, but also I'm thankful that we can trust each other. And then really the only reason that we can trust each other is because we follow him, because we're becoming more and more like him. And he is totally trustworthy. I'm not there yet, completely. None of us are. But we're growing. We're getting more like him. He's helping us day by day by his Spirit. Welcome. It's a bit wet. So let's just have a quick look at this passage a bit more. "Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your life." In India in 1975 on the ship Lagos, I felt like I was dying. I may have told you this story before. And found out later I had diphtheria. But God touched and healed me. I didn't know anything about healing. Nobody touched me. And the nurse, a nurse who'd got 4 children under 4, came into our cabin. She says, "The doctor's gone. The other nurses are gone. I don't know what to do, but your daughter Elizabeth, who was 6 months old, she seems to be slipping away. She seems to be dying." Not realizing that I felt I was slipping away and dying. And when I reached the worst point in my life, at that point, the only thing in my heart was, what will happen to Dot and the girls? I have 4 daughters, and that was the time when Dot was still alive. What will happen to them? And it was almost, there were no words, but it was almost as though the Lord was saying, "Will you trust me? Will you trust me with them?" And I reached the point where I had to say, "Lord, yeah, of course I'll trust you with them. Of course I'll trust you with them." And that was just before this lady, this nurse, came knocking on our cabin door and said, "I'm bothered about your youngest daughter." And she came into the cabin. It was a tiny space, about as big as this area with these chairs and table on the ship Lagos 1. And I said, "Let's just pray." We sat there as a family with this nurse. She said, "I've been pouring my heart out to God for hours." She said, "I don't know what to do." I said, "Let's just pray." And as we prayed, it was as though something entered the room and touched my innermost being and I knew I was healed. Because God had something more. God had something more that he wanted to do in my life. I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't growing in Christ enough yet. I wasn't becoming more like him enough yet. And he had work for me to do. As you know, many years later, my wife died of cancer, breast cancer. Dot. And a much-loved person. And when her two friends went with her to the hospital before she was diagnosed, they came out when she'd been diagnosed and said, one was complete red in the face, the other was complete white. Mary was one of those, my wife now, was one of those ladies that was with her. And Chris Darlington was the other. And Dot joked, she said, anybody think it was them that had heard this news? And then people kept saying to her, why you, Dot? Why you? You're so much loved. You're doing so much good. You're such a lovely person. And you know what she said? Why not me? Why not me? That takes something special, doesn't it? Why not me? For the joys and for the sorrows. Don't worry about your life. For the joys and for the sorrows. The best and worst of times. For this I have Jesus. And of course we need him most in the worst of times, don't we? But he carries us through. He carries us through. And he helps us no matter what.
Well, we've only got to the first two lines, haven't we? We've read the story. We know this passage quite well, don't we? I tell you, do not worry about your life. We talked about life, what you will eat or drink, your body, what you will wear. Is it not life more important than food? Yes. And the body more important than clothes? You know, you can do without food 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus proved that one, didn't he? And so have many others. So we don't need to worry about it too much. Because we can survive. We do survive. We're built that way. We're designed that way. But of course, it's easy to get depressed if you have no one to trust. And I went through terrible depression in my 20s, three times a year for 4 years. And a lot of that was because I was loving my work and loving the things of life more than I was loving him. I was still going to church three times on a Sunday and doing all sorts of things in the week. But my heart was not so much for him, it was for those things. Slowly I was drifting, slowly drifting. And I got depressed for the first and only period in my life. But I'm thankful that God brought me through and helped me to see things his way and helped me to see what was most important in life, to give my life to him, to be willing to go anywhere, anytime, and do anything for him. And I've learned for many, many years, 40 years now, that living that way has tremendous, tremendous rewards. And it's full of joys, but also full of sorrows. Full of joys and full of sorrows. But for these, I've had him. And I'm sure you know that too. You've known him through the difficulties of life. You've known him carry you through. You've known that he's totally dependable. He's utterly faithful. And more than that, he's more than able. Of course, he's Almighty God. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He just speaks and the whole creation comes into being. But we don't often think about that when we're in the midst of our troubles, do we? In fact, we think of anything but that the one who loves us is not only all-powerful, but he's all-loving. He's gentle and kind and gracious and compassionate. For this, I have Jesus. Well, if he takes care of the lilies, he's going to take care of us, isn't he? Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. I don't know if I'm
a lily this morning, but he provides. He provides enough. Sometimes he provides a lot more than enough. but it's always enough.
What shall we? So don't worry. Say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans, those that don't know God, haven't got a heavenly Father, run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
But seek first his kingdom. Seek first that many more people would come to know and join his kingdom, join his family. Seek first his righteousness. We can't be righteous unless we receive it from him, can we? He is our righteousness. The Pharisees thought they could. But Jesus hated that deception because it's not possible. Only God can be righteous. Only God can be pure and perfect. We can only be righteous and pure and perfect because we're clothed in his righteousness. Faultless to stand before the throne. What a fantastic thing. Washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. And if you don't know Jesus like that, ask him to help you. Ask him to come to you. Ask him to become your friend and help you through whatever it is you face in life. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, these needs, not greeds, will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I think the older you get, the more you realize that. Each day has enough trouble. Trust him for today. Trust him for today. For this, we have Jesus. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your love and your care. Thank you that you've carried each one of us through. Thank you that you will. The good work that you began, you've promised you will complete. You've promised that one day we'll meet you face to face and we'll be lost in wonder, love, and praise, casting our crowns before you, overwhelmed by your love and your beauty. Thank you that we can look forward to that day, Lord, no matter how bleak at times our life becomes. But thank you more than that for your presence with us. You're the security that you give because of your faithfulness and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.